Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Matt Barrows. He covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. He was down at minicamp this week. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
Oh, no problem. You guys were very punctual. Very rare that a radio show says that they're going to call at a certain time and then calls precisely at that minute. So kudos to you.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt. Yeah. We got pros in here. Let me ask you, it seems like the number one topic right now are the vibes. I get it. And you wrote about it today. It's not real football necessarily, but some guys look pretty good. And it feels like the theme is that this isn't going to be an offseason like last year.
Yeah, no, that was apparent from jump, that it's almost the polar opposite of last year when guys really didn't want to be there that spring because they had played so deeply into the season and were, you know, as Trent Williams said the other day, were depressed over their Super Bowl loss. Mm. But it's much more rest time for them following a 6-11 season, and you could see that in the appearances of Williams and Nick Bosa. Those guys are sort of like twins on the offense and the defense. They consult with one another. They like to talk shop with one another. And, you know, in previous seasons, both of them have been absent for a big chunk of the spring because Williams is working out in Houston and Nick Bosa is working out with his brother in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, 49ers don't really care that much that these two, you know, ultimate professionals aren't there. But this year they were. And both of them were on hand in recent weeks. And Bosa in particular was doing a good job of, leading a very young group of defensive linemen. So they're both kind of taking their responsibility seriously this spring and leading the way, and just their mere presence, I think, was a statement.
Matt, always good to talk to you. I was just telling Stani, you know, last year this time, coming off that loss you just mentioned in the Super Bowl, nobody saw, Matt, a 6-11 season coming, and we got through it. But now, you know, I'm excited because I don't know what to expect, and Robert Saleh's back in town, and I'm wondering, the defense last year had big trouble stopping the run. How big of a task is it to get this defense back up and running to the standards of the Niners in years past for old Robert Saleh?
Oh, I think it's a big task because, like I said, a lot of those defenders are young guys. So you really don't know. And they certainly drafted, you know, Alfred Collins and Mykel Williams and C.J. West because they were good run defenders, each of them, in college. But, I mean, that was college, and You don't know how they're going to perform as NFL players. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that Mykal Williams is going to be an upgrade, especially against the run at defensive end. But Alfred Collins missed all of the spring practices. He had a calf injury. He's got to learn new footwork. He's going to be behind the curve on that. So I think that's a big deal, this is a period where you want to have momentum going into the summer and summer momentum into the regular season. And the 49ers, for the most part, had that. But some of these young guys who are battling for pretty prominent roles this year just weren't on the field at all. So I think that's Robert Saleh's, Chris Kocurek's challenge this summer. Get those guys up to speed so that they're contributors early on.
Matt Barrow's joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. It feels like a lot of people, both inside the organization and in the media, are at least blaming some of the troubles of the regular season onto the off season of last year. It didn't get them off to a good start. It may have kind of set the tone. Let me ask you this, if you can: how much of that is hindsight, as opposed to the media and maybe some members of the front office knowing at the time, we don't like the way this is going, even though it's early?
Well, I mean, you know, remember last offseason, I mean, it was all about Trent Williams not being there. Christian McCaffrey got a new deal right around this time last year. Of course, the Brandon Ayuk saga. I mean, there were a lot of distractions. Those guys weren't practicing. And, I covered this team for since 2003 now. And I can tell you that, you know, usually when a player has a good spring and is on hand, that spills into the summer, and then that usually means a really good regular season. I mean, 2 years ago, Brandon Ayuk had a sensational offseason, and he went on to have the best year of his career. And then last year it was D'Amador Lenore who was that guy. Was on hand for every OTA practice, looked really good, looked feisty, did the same in July and August, and then, of course, had his true breakout season as well. So I think that's real. And when guys aren't around, it's very hard to avoid a disjointed year. I kept thinking last year that with all the talent on this team, they would wake up at some point and they would just kind of emerge from that slumber that we all sort of sensed early on, but they never did. I mean, there were a couple of good games here and there. Bears game at the end of the season, they just throttled the Bears, but never really caught fire, and injuries were a part of that, but that wake up just never happened.
Wow, well said. Matt, I got to ask you this because it's going to be weird week one, because we know Ayuk won't be out on the field. Debo is in the nation's capital. I just want to ask you, how confident are you in, you know, Pearsall, Jennings, and Kittle, that passing attack? You know, is that one of those, hey, Guru, I need to see? Or do you feel like, you know, no adjustment, will hit the ground running? Because I'm excited to see what they can do and how scary they'll be.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good group, but you're right. A lot of that group might not be on hand for week one. DeMarcus Robinson, for example, was a frequent target for the quarterbacks this spring. Robinson could be suspended for the start of the season. So there's a scenario where you don't have Robinson, you don't have Brandon Ayuk, and you're basically looking at the same group that ended last year minus Debo Samuel. So a lot of Juwan Jennings, a lot of Pearsall, maybe Jacob Cowing this year. He looked good in the spring. But you're right, a lot of question marks at wide receiver. I think that they're going to have to rely on young guys. Pearsall, for sure, and then Cowing would be another guy. And then the third guy to sort of watch out for they did have a good spring is Jordan Watkins, a draft pick this year from Ole Miss. Just looked consistently good, caught passes at all three levels of the defense. Arrow up for him. Kyle Shanahan, however, is notoriously tough on rookie receivers and not eager to give them a lot of snaps. Jacob Cowing found that out last year. So we'll have to see what that turns into in the summer. But another guy who's coming into training camp with good momentum.
Matt Barrow is joining us on 95.7 The Game. He writes for The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers and has done so since 2003, we've learned. I know you've been around for a while. I didn't know it was that long. You're still not up with me, but good for you. Hey, listen, I feel like I'm burying the lead a little bit here. I forgot. Christian McCaffrey, it looks like he's at least right now feeling a lot better than he did last year. Are the 49ers looking at McCaffrey as he's the, you know, essentially the same guy he was 2 years ago, and he's going to prepare the exact same way, and we're going to try to utilize him the exact same way? Or has he gotten to this point now, and the team and he agree maybe there's a different way to go about it from this point on?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, my sense is that they're going to be a little bit more cautious with him to begin the season. Remember, 2023, one theme was, why aren't you taking this guy out of the game? Why is he getting snaps, you know, in the fourth quarter of blowouts? He was a difficult guy to get off the field because he was so good. I mean, he was good at every aspect of it. And the 49ers really didn't have an obvious, you know, number two or number three. I think that they're, you know, Isaac Arendo had a really nice season last year. He was injured too, of course, but I think that they're very excited by him. And, you know, another running back that can also catch passes out of the backfield. And then they drafted Jordan James in a draft that was really deep on running back. So my point is that I think that they're more confident that they can lean on some other guys to sort of make it a little bit easier for Christian McCaffrey early on. But if Christian McCaffrey does have a few games in a row early on where he looks good, gains a lot of yards, gains confidence, you know, we've seen this team. Bobby Turner, the running backs coach, Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, de facto offensive coordinator, have trouble taking him out of games because of what I just described. So it'll be interesting to see whether they lapse into that 2023 mindset if Christian McCaffrey starts running like he did in 2023.
Matt, I got to be careful here. I'm trying to cut down my social media usage, and my partner kids me all the time because I'll come with some random stories, and he's like, you're TMZ. I'm not trying to be, Matt. I'm not. I'm just reporting what I see. But that brings me to one Brandon Ayuk. And I say I got to be careful because I feel like I follow him on IG and there have been some posts. And I feel like I don't have all the information, but some of the posts are backing up some stuff on social media, maybe going in on his head coach, Kyle Shanahan. And it's kind of cryptic. And I say all that to say the things that he's done since he's been out, Matt, is could you deem it a distraction? What's going on with Brandon Ayuk?
He hasn't been the distraction that he was last year, for sure. I mean, and I think that that's part of that theme that we identified early in the segment, that this is the opposite of last year. You know, is all the water under the bridge settled between the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk from last year? I don't know about that. You know, I do a podcast with Tim Kawakami, and, you know, one of his themes is that, you know, there's still a lot of hurt feelings over that. I mean, they tried to trade him. They looked into trading him this offseason. They couldn't because very hard to trade a guy coming off an ACL injury who's making a lot of money. But, you know, that impulse is still there. And that tells you that, you know, things still aren't great. I do think that he's coming along well from his ACL injury. I don't think they're going to risk him at the start of the season. But, you know, they're talking about that being a slight possibility, which tells you that he's ahead of schedule in his return. We saw him out there. He was kind of running around, throwing footballs to his fellow wide receivers. Looked good. The knee looks good. And, he should be back, ready to go late September, early October. And then we'll see. And I think his future with the team, you know, hinges on a lot of what we just discussed. You know, how quickly can Jordan Watkins develop? Is Jacob Cowing going to deliver more as a wide receiver this year? Can Ricky Pearsall stay healthy? And if they do, then it might be another offseason of, oh, are these guys going to trade Brandon Ayuk? Are they going to send him to Washington to play with Jaden Daniels or Pittsburgh to be coached by Mike Tomlin? I think that might continue.
Anything that you've seen out of Brock Purdy that's different from years past? And I could have sworn I saw tucked away in your story. He threw three interceptions a couple days ago, and I know how we tend to overanalyze that. So how's Purdy been doing?
Oh, he looks like Brock Purdy. I mean, I wouldn't overanalyze the interceptions. That happens in the spring, in the summer. I have to report them because I'm doing a practice report, and some people just wigged out that I would even mention that he threw three. How dare you? This is a June practice, Barrows. Why are you bringing this up? And the reason I brought it up is because I thought it was interesting who was making the interceptions. Three guys who readers might not be all that familiar with, but who are competing for significant roles this offseason. But no, Brock Purdy looked like Brock Purdy. I think it was significant that he didn't have Pearsall. He didn't have Juwan Jennings for a lot of these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
These last practices, George Kittle wasn't doing 11-on-11 stuff. So there a lot of his main targets, guys that he's going to be throwing to on September 7 in Seattle, weren't around, and I think that explains some of those interceptions as well.
Matt, I want to ask you about Nick Bosa, because I'm expecting a bounce-back season from him, but let's just say you and him were driving to get coffee, and he leaned over to you and asked you, Matt, how do you think I played last year? How would you answer that?
I would never insult somebody who's 265 pounds.
There you go.
I would probably lie my you-know-what off, but To be honest with you, I thought that he played really well. I mean, I don't see a lot of differing between Nick Bosa's seasons. I mean, he's a full-on effort guy. His numbers were lower because he was injured for a big stretch of that second half of the season because there wasn't a lot of talent on that defensive line. No Javon Hargrave. You know, for a long time, his counterpart was Sam Okwuonu. And Sam Okwuonu was a, you know, sort of a gift last year, somebody that they brought in and nobody knew about, and he probably over-delivered, but he's not a starting material defensive end, and that's the role that he played. So I think there were plenty of extenuating circumstances. I know that Nick Bosa thinks that he under-delivered, and he's trying to get back to his 2022 form where, you know, he had a career high in sacks, this, that, and the other. But, you know, to me, Nick Bosa was one of the, you know, the bright lights throughout the season. In a season that had increasingly dimmer lights as it went on.
Matt, I got to squeeze one more in. I apologize for that, but I want to ask you about Trent Williams. He held out last year, and you know, that was a factor. Some people thought. Can you explain what his situation is contractually in the future? He said he wanted to play till he's 40, but I understand he has no guaranteed money at this point forward. What's the story with Trent and the contract?
Touchdown, 49ers!
You there, Matt? Yeah, we got a problem. All right. Thanks, Matt.
They scored.
All right. Not sure what happened there, but
it was a touchdown.
Thank you to Matt Barrows.
He's the man.
Covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic.
I wanted to hear that answer, too.
Well, if I would have been better, I would have answered it. I would have asked it a little earlier in the interview.
You're fine.
You know. Oh, we got him back? Oh, hey. Okay, cool. All right, we got Matt back. I mean,
we already
kept him pretty long. Yeah, so I didn't want. Hey, Matt, are you there?
I am. I apologize. I had a Bluetooth snafu. A speaker in my house started picking up the conversation and blasting it around. So
all good.
I apologize.
The season started already.
did you hear just about the Trent Williams and what is there anything going on with his contract? I know he doesn't have any guaranteed money left, but he wants to play till he's 40.
Yeah, in fact, he pumped that number up by one. He said he mentioned 41 in his press conference. So his point being that you know, he's not going to stop playing until he thinks that there's nothing left in the tank, that he can't contribute anymore. And so you know, it sounds like he's going to play for a few more years. He will have to address the contract stuff. If not during this season, then early next off season. But like I said, I mean, he and Bosa showing up in May and June, I think that's a sign that he's dedicated and that, you know, he wants to kind of erase the bad taste in his mouth from 2024 and keep playing with his team.
Yeah, it's obviously saying all the right things. Hey, Matt, thank you so much
for joining us.
I know we kept you a little longer than we thought, but really appreciate it and really looking forward to the season.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. That's Matt Barrows of The Athletic. Covers the San Francisco 49ers, and of course he came courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Mm-hmm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.